I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. France is under a state of emergency in the wake of a third major terrorist attack in 19 months. Waves of immigrants and refugees from Muslim-majority nations have inflamed the debate about immigration, which is also giving rise to concerns about increased terrorism. However, Open Doors USA's David Curry reminds us that not all Muslims are terrorists. But given recent events, that message is getting harder to hear. A new Pew Research poll shows that in several European nations, unfavorable views of Muslims seems to have surged in 2016. And now, there's a similar sentiment in North America. So what's our responsibility as the body of Christ? Living out the gospel in a time of uncertainty.
We got to move beyond political rhetoric and try to be loving to Muslims around us, to try to reach out, to care, to encourage, serve. That would be certainly trying to be the hands of Jesus to people in our community.
And earlier this month, over 30,000 deaf people gathered in Las Vegas for the Deaf Nation World Expo. It's basically a unique time for individuals to meet with hundreds of deaf business vendors, get sign language resources, and make new friends. J.R. Bucklew went with the Deaf Bible Society as a vendor to share the gospel.
Deaf Bible Society uses the Deaf Nation Expos as an opportunity to promote the Deaf Bible app and deaf.bible website, to distribute sign language Bible content, and to engage people with. A tremendous opportunity to have the unreached people group you're trying to reach with the gospel in one location from all over the world.
Deaf Bible Society has 15 sign language translations of the Bible available, but there are still around 200 deaf people groups without a full Bible. Pray for their ongoing scripture translation projects that all deaf people might soon have a chance to know Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.